the midterm elections have come and gone, and joining us now with his thoughts on how it all went is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Dan. It was a long night last night, let me tell you. But if I could start by giving me my overview of the whole country is truly a divided country. And I would say nationally, the abortion issue played a bigger part to help Democrats than I thought it was going to. Trump endorsed candidates, including two in Massachusetts, did not win. So those are the big things. And the questions, as you know, were very interesting by people, and it showed they, by the vote turnout and the less blanks, it showed that the questions were real big.
And were there any surprises that you saw overall in last night's elections?
I think in Massachusetts, there's only one incumbent that I knew about, and that was the sheriff in Bristol County. But other than that, it pretty much went with what you and I spoke about yesterday. But a result that we didn't have should remind people that Kathy Lenatra was elected to the third term with 10,351 votes. Machino had, the Republican had 8,680, and McCoy got 702. So we wanted to make that clear that Kathy Lenatra has won a third term.
And when it comes to the many of the national races, the election's not entirely over yet.
No, so many races are too close to call. The Republicans didn't get the bounce that the party that's out of power does in an off-year election. And it's really too close to call. But on the other hand, the Senate may count on a Georgia new election, because it doesn't look like either candidate's going to get 50%. So, Dan, we may still be going until December 6th.
All right, and when that happens, we'll be talking about that again.
Thank you, Dan, and thank you for all your help during this election season.
Thank you, sir, and great job last night to you and the entire crew.
Thank you.